This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. India has expelled six Canadian diplomats, including Acting High Commissioner Stewart Ross Wheeler, Deputy High Commissioner Patrick Hebert, First Secretaries Mary Catherine Jolly, Ian Ross David Trites, Adam James Shupka and Paula Orjuela have also been expelled. They have been asked to leave India by or before 19th October. India has withdrawn its High Commissioner in Canada and other targeted diplomats and officials, saying it has no faith in the current Canadian government's commitment to ensure their security. In related development, the Canadian Chargé d'Affaires was summoned by Secretary East in MEA last evening in New Delhi. He was informed that the baseless targeting of the Indian High Commissioner and other diplomats and officials in Canada is completely unacceptable. It was underlined that in an atmosphere of extremism and violence, the Trudeau government's actions endangered their safety. It was also conveyed that India reserves the right to take further steps in response to the Trudeau government's support for extremism, violence and separatism against India. PM Modi will inaugurate the International Telecommunication Union ITU World Telecommunication Standardization Assembly WTSA 2024 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the 8th edition of India Mobile Congress 2024 during the program. WTSA is the governing conference for the standardization work of International Telecommunication Union, the United Nations Agency for Digital Technologies, organized every 4 years. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will embark on a two-day visit to Islamabad today to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit. The External Affairs Minister had earlier remarked that his Pakistan visit is for a multilateral event and he had ruled out bilateral talks. This will be the first high-level visit of an Indian foreign minister to the neighboring nation in 9 years. President Draupadi Murmu, who is in Algiers, the capital city of Algeria, as part of a three-nation visit, had held bilateral meetings with Algerian President Abdelmadjid Tebboune yesterday. India-Algeria delegation-level talks were also held on various issues ranging from international, political and economic. On the third day of her visit today, President Draupadi Murmu will address the Sidi Abdullah University and visit Roman ruins, among other engagements. On the second leg of her visit, President Murmu will visit Mauritania on the 16th of this month. NASA has launched the Europa Clipper, the largest spacecraft it has ever built for a planetary mission. The aim of this spacecraft is to examine whether Jupiter's moon Europa has conditions suitable to support life, with a focus on the large subsurface ocean believed to be lurking beneath its thick outer shell of ice. The robotic solar-powered probe is due to enter orbit around Jupiter in 2030 after journeying about 2.9 billion kilometers in 5 years and 6 months. The Europa Clipper is named after its destination, Europa, an icy moon of Jupiter. Europa Clipper will be operating in an intense radiation environment around Jupiter, solar system's biggest planet. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand defeated Pakistan by 54 runs at Dubai International Cricket Stadium to become the second team from Group A to advance to the semi-finals. Electing to bat first, New Zealand set a target of 111 runs before Pakistan. New Zealand scored 110 for 6 in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Pakistani team was bundled out for just 56 runs in 11.4 overs. With this result, Indian team has crashed out of the tournament. With 4 points, India finished in third place in Group A with 2 wins and 2 losses. India's 58-run loss to New Zealand in the opening encounter and a narrow loss to Australia on Sunday could not help them reach knockouts despite wins over Sri Lanka and arch rivals Pakistan. Australia topped the group as it won all 4 games while New Zealand finished second with 6 points from 4 games. Israel expanded its targets in its war with Hezbollah in Lebanon yesterday, killing at least 21 people in an airstrike in the north. As per the media reports, the main focus of Israel's military operations in Lebanon has been in the south, the Bekaa Valley in the east, and the suburbs of Beirut. The strike can be seen in retaliation against Hezbollah's drone attack to an Israeli military base and killing at least 4 soldiers. And that is the end of this news bulletin.